is well known that Muslim Congress does not only do this yearly conference, as Maulana Urshabiri in his welcome address mentioned the fact that there are 7 major projects that they have initiated. We will try to introduce at least 2 of them in this session. I request Sister Zahra Abidi, if she's in the hall, as well as Brother Hani Rahal to come to the stage. And inshallah, they will be talking about the camps as well as the heavenly match. So I request Sister Zahra Abidi to give a brief presentation on the camps that are held throughout the U.S. On a regional basis. Thank you.
Brother and sister, assalamu alaikum. I have to admit, after that very powerful speech, I feel uncomfortable talking about CAM, but here we go. Before we go and discuss camping, I would like to talk about a little bit about us. And this is specifically true about us sisters. See, in this scientifically advanced country and this scientifically advanced era, we have officially become the maids, the servants, the cooks, the drivers, the babysitters, the nurses, fathers, mothers, even the butchers. Now, when we are busy playing all these roles, we forget about something. We forget about the kid. Can you please not turn the slideshow on right now, if you don't mind? Brother, if you can just turn that off for a few minutes. Yes, thank you. So we forget about the kid that's in us, and we shove and push that kid away, so much so that when somebody talks about fun, like doing fun, our brain processes that as work, right? Hassle. No, Sister Zahra, what are you talking about? At the end of the day, I want my cup of tea. And I want my bed. And camping is not my cup of tea. But you know, after we distance ourselves from the kids so much, what do we try to do? We try to raise our own kids. And obviously, they think when we talk to them, you stop, don't do that. They look at us like, you know, as if we are the X generation. We don't understand. We're not cool. Camping, brothers and sisters, is designed. The activity is designed to bring that kid out in you. So whether you're 4 years or 40 or 400, doesn't matter. Camping is for everyone. I'll give you an example of a lady, and you see that in the pictures. She was a grandmother. At the last Zenith camp, she was a grandmother. And she came and she joined us for the musical chairs. And she was going round and round and met the panjatan ka hulamu until she sat down. She got tired. Her son came and said, Mom, you need water? Oh, she got up again, and she finished the musical chairs, and she was a grandmother. Then there was this three-legged race, our granddaddies, grandfathers, in the three-legged race, falling, toppling, whatever, but got to reach that finish line. Even the sack race, once you get in it, it feels strange, but you go. The point is, that kid in you comes out, and the kids enjoy us, and we enjoy them. It's not just about the generation gap. It's also us as a community. See, the tolerance it builds in the community is amazing. Another example, the men were playing cricket all night long, and they were a bit loud. But in the morning, the first comment I got from the sisters was, oh, the boys are playing cricket. No complaints. See how that builds, the relationship builds. Now, I can promise you that after camp, when you go home, every bone in your body will ache. But you'll be ready for the next camp. That's what camping is. Now, a question is that, fine, camping is so good, but why MC camp? I really don't want to explain MCs because I'm not an MC staff member. I'll let MC explain it. But I'll just talk to you as one of you. The reason why I come to MC. Like Maulana was also talking about, at MC, see, a scholar was talking about the time of the Zuhr of Imam. I'm sorry if I'm taking your time, I was told I would have. The scholars talking about the Zuhur of Iman, he said the time of Zuhur of Iman, there will be complete confusion, chaos, right, wrong, all mixed up. So somebody was like, oh, so what do we do? He said, well, the point is, what are you doing right now? Are you searching for the truth and looking at it right now? If you see it now, you'll see it then. See, the thing about MC is, it separates the falsehood from truth completely. It tells you clearly, no blurred lines, no gray area. This is the enemy. That's the friend. That's haq. This is batil. That's the leader. Now you do your job. Whether it's the MC conference or the camp or the Karen 72 or the self-building or the al-balaya or the matrimonial thing, all these initiators, I'm overwhelmed talking about them, all these initiatives taken by this one organization with such limited means, with one hadaf. It is, and every time, no matter what forum you're on, you relive the same experience. And that's why it's MC. And you see, there are no, if you can understand, there are no recruiters outside. Now, I know my time is up, but there's something I want to say, and ulama, it's very seldom I get the mic, but I need to say this. Brothers and sisters, when you go home after the camp of this conference, please take this culture with you. Just look around you, open your eyes. This was not something I had planned to say, but I'm telling you now. Open your eyes and see how the ulemas who established this culture, and see how, look at them, see how the youth is flocking around them. This culture, which is a slap on the faces of the Islamophobes, it is vibrant and alive. Take this culture with you. And look at your at the cultures we have. I'm not saying they're not pious. But if the youth is absent, and despite the fact we call them and this, we have continued absence, then it's possible, is it not? It is possible, I repeat, is it not, that something is wrong, that the culture needs an overhaul? And if we can take this, and the youth starts coming to us, the way they come here, then can you imagine the strength of this organization, what it would be? Anyhow, with this, brother, I would now request if you could just run quickly around the slideshow, and I'll leave you on this note. Thank you so much.
While it is running, there are two camps coming up in Michigan, Tecumseh, Michigan, July 29th to 31st. That is near the Detroit community. And in September 16 to 18th, in the Texas community, 1 hour north of Houston. So there are two camps within the next 3 months that you can join. Salawat. Having gone to all the camps we have in Houston, I can say the amount of fun we have. But to have children, you need to get married. So the youth who are here flocking around the Maulanas, they also have a chance to get themselves matched. And one other project that Muslim Congress does, and they've done very well, and there are a lot of good examples of good couples who come and participate in future conferences of Muslim Congress, is the Heavenly Match. And I request Brother Hani Rahal to give a presentation on that project. Salawat.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi Mursaleen wa Khatim al-Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, our ulama, and all of you, thank you for coming. The Muslim Congress had the thought that one of the important things is marriage in Islam. And since it is very important, they decided to make a special program that we match sisters and brothers so they can meet under Islamic umbrella, in under Islamic environment, and get married. In this environment that we have in the United States, it's a vast country in North America, not only in the United States. So they put a program and they call it the Heavenly Match. And one brother told me a joke, but I'm not going to say it here, that when you match, you go to heaven. That's the only, but there is heaven here on earth that you can match. It's called Muslim Congress Heavenly Match, inshallah. What the Muslim Congress do is, the young, not only the young brothers and sisters who are single, but those also, there's a lot of brothers and sisters who also divorced, or they haven't got married for a reason or another. This is an environment that we can match people. Sometimes, because we are in one area, we are busy, we can't find the right partner. We are here to facilitate. If you come to the Heavenly Match and put your information, we try to find the match for you. And inshallah, we'll get in touch with the guardians under the umbrella of the ulama. They have to approve everything in this case. So it's going under Islamic, exactly under Islamic law. Then inshallah, we'll introduce you to each other after the approval of the guardians, the wali al-amr. And after that, we leave it to you. We don't know what happens, you get married or not, till we see you next Muslim Congress meeting. Because of that, said this is a long period of time, the Muslim Congress last year decided to make a regional Heavenly Match meeting on a quarterly basis. And we tried it in Houston, and we tried it in New Jersey. Alhamdulillah, when we went to New Jersey, finally we get some feedback. There are some sisters and brothers, they told us, they come to us and said, we actually thank you very much for the Muslim Congress. We actually get married. We met in the previous Muslim Congress meeting down in Miami, and we actually got married this year. You know, you brothers come from, our sisters come from a long way. You are the cream of the crop, of the people are educated, religious. And this is what a brother is looking for, and this is what a sister looking for. A person who is a mu'min or mu'mina, and this is what they want. And now all what we're doing is facilitating it under Islamic umbrella, under Islamic law, and you meet each other, inshallah, and you get married. I encourage all of you, we need your support. We need you to go back to your communities and say to all the youth, encourage them. At the beginning, we find some hesitation. The young who was 20, 19 said, no, I'm too young, too young. Believe me, you're not too young to get married. In this society, get married the sooner the better, especially for the sisters. This society is, it will make you a slave for your desires. And this Muslim Congress, Heavenly Match, it will free you. It will make you get married under Islamic law. You'll be a free human being from your desires. Well, all your desires are there, but you'll be free, marrying a good match for you. Please tell all of your colleagues to encourage the youth and those who are divorced or older, they haven't got married. This is your platform. The Heavenly Match is here for you to help you. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.